Good afternoon, everyone. Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures, and we'll take a look at how your grain markets closed this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2014. Extension wheat specialist Dr. Jeff Edwards joins us today talking about weed control in our hard red winter wheat. He says job one in weed control, know which weeds are out there in your fields.
The first thing we have to do with weed control is know which weeds you have good identification. We have some products out there such as Axial Excel that are very good at controlling Italian ryegrass, but they are very specific. They don't control much else besides Italian ryegrass. So you have to make sure you have that species identified in the field so when you go into your ag retailer, you know what weeds need to be controlled. You're not guessing.
And Dr. Edwards says knocking those weeds out sooner rather than later, always a smart idea.
Wait till they're all up with a weed like Italian ryegrass, but once it's up and you have the opportunity to go out there and knock it out, take it out early. Don't let it take any of your yield potential.
This reminder from the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Grain futures closed mixed today. We were steady here in the corn futures. Soybeans, we're adding to that bull spread here. They're buying old crop beans, specifically the May up 11 cents, July up about 4.5 cents, while the new crop November down a penny and a half. Wheat futures rallied into the close at the very last 2 or 3 seconds. It rallied 2 or 3 cents. So that was a really strong close for wheat. It was a bit surprising for most traders that the market was under pressure for the most part this morning, especially after the quite windy weekend we had here in the Southern Plains and all the dust in the air. So that was under pressure for the most part. We had an export report this morning, which was kind of mixed here. It was a little bit bullish for wheat, actually, bigger or higher than the high end of the range. It came in at 631,000 metric tons, where the average was 450 to 625. And then on corn, it was at the low end of the range here at 1.156, where the low end of the range was 1.4 million metric tons. And then beans were above the range here, came in at 254,000. They were looking for 100 to 200,000. So a mixed bag. Surprise move in the wheat market this morning, being a little bit weaker. But the good thing is it did close on the highs.
We'll have more market analysis with Justin Lewis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were traders looking at today?
A lot of information going to be coming out this week regarding the different markets that will affect the grain futures. The first thing to be watching for is on Tuesday through Thursday, we have the Wheat Quality Council tour for the hard red winter wheat belt, which will be going through Kansas. And again, that's Tuesday through Thursday. We'll know a lot more about the crop as that information is publicized. And we also saw that Informa raised their 2013-2014 corn usage number by 150 million bushels. That's a pretty big number, mostly due to higher exports and then ethanol production up due to the profitable levels there. And then we'll have some rainfall this week, forecast for this week through the Midwest. It will be interesting to see how much that affects corn planting. Speaking of, we have the crop progress report this afternoon. It's expected to show anywhere from 20 to 25% of the corn planted. The five-year average for that is about 31%. So a little bit behind there. And then Wednesday, we have the first notice day for all May grain futures. And so July will become the heavily traded front month after that point as the first notice day passes. And then we have the first quarter GDP, FOMC, Friday payroll, and then we also saw some new EU and U.S. sanctions on Russia today.
Thanks, Justin. And your phone number?
877-431-9805.
Recapping our closing numbers, April live cattle were up 40 cents at 145.40. May feeders were up $1.10 at 181.10. And May lean hogs finished the day up a nickel at 120.97. In the grain markets, Kansas City May wheat was up 7.5 cents on the day at $7.83 and a quarter. Chicago May wheat was unchanged at $7.25. In the row crops, Chicago May corn gained 0.75 cents at $5.07 and 0.75 cents, and May soybeans were up 10 and a quarter at $15.08 and 1/4. May cotton was down 57 points at 92.38 cents per pound. And that's a look at your afternoon futures markets. I'm Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com.